Hi, friends. Welcome to Radiant Restoration Podcast. Will you renew your mind, body, and spirit, restore your faith, and reveal your true identity in Christ? I'm Robin Snow, daughter of the highest king, wife, and mom to two wild boys. I'm a work-from-home mom who has experienced the overwhelming goodness of restoration in my life, and I'm here to share it with you as we walk through motherhood together. Are you tired of just going through the motions of life, have no idea who you are beyond a mother, and lack any confidence in yourself anymore? Well, Mama, go reheat that coffee and prepare to renew, restore, and reveal what transformations the King has in store for you as we discuss holistic health routines you can easily implement to renew your mind, body, and spirit, build your faith in God and His plan for you and your family, and find your identity in Christ and what He has called you to do for the kingdom. Ready for a whole new you through Christ? Let's dive in. Hey everyone. So I hope that you have enjoyed all of the previous episodes of Radiant Restoration. If you missed out last week, we covered marriage with my best friend. It was really exciting, and we've already been brainstorming about some things, and I think we're going to have to come back out with a part two on marriage as well. But this week, by request, I am going to be covering this episode on waiting on your Boaz, navigating love, faith, and patience. So we've covered marriage, but let's get into being single and how to remain patient and in your faith and while you're waiting for God to bring the right person. So I'll be flat out honest that this has not been the most graceful season that I had when I was in the period of waiting on my Boaz. I did not wait very well at all. And over those years, there was just heartache after heartache and disappointment after disappointment because I was not obedient and truly waiting for the person. I was very codependent. I thought I had to have someone. I thought I could fix anyone that came into my life. And this is something that I definitely struggled with, but I am so passionate about helping other women to see their true value and to honor themselves enough to wait and not to be willing to give it away to all of Boaz's relatives. If you caught my meme last week on that, all of those as relatives that we don't need to be fooling around with, I've definitely had my fair share of those. And so in this walk, I think that the biggest things, being obedient and waiting for that right person, is that during that time, you realize that you need to be focusing on getting yourself together, working on yourself, loving yourself. A lot of times we can't love ourselves, so how can we expect someone else to love us? And especially if it's been after a broken relationship or something that went wrong where it was someone that we thought we were meant to be with maybe and it didn't work out. And also to really be in that place, I feel like where God blesses you with that person, you have to be complete in Him. And you have to be trusting in Him and where He's guiding Him, because when you're completing Him, you are going to have all these expectations of this person and all these fulfillments of this person in your life. Because the number one difference that you're going to see in this person that is your, quote, Boaz, is there's going to be differences in the way they treat you. They're going to be coming to you with a level of respect and commitment and unwavering love versus all of the toxicity that you might be facing from the others. And while that thrill and that affection and that lust, honestly, is there in some of these relationships, they're very momentary, and they are quick to leave in the relationship. And I think one of the biggest things that I try to tell people when they are really trying to fight to stay in relationships or to cling on to a person that they're not meant to be with is that God puts the signs there for you. You know, we talk about red flags. Well, red flags are real things, guys. And when I look back at failed relationships prior to finding Michael, you know, just all the signs were always there. God had provided me sign after sign that this was not the person that I was meant to be. And I was too caught up in trying to fix the person or try to make the person love me or make the person accept me. When the right person is brought into your life, you don't have to fight for those things. The dating part is easy. It's actually so easy. It's like this whirlwind of perfection, of obsession with this person. And marriage is going to be hard enough that when you're with the right person, the dating part of it, it is so great that, you know, we're not going through all of the hard times in that season. And if you are, if you're in a place where you're going through constant hard times and constant hangups and constant situations that are leading to the relationship ending or, you know, leaving or all of these things, then that is not where God wants you. That is not the commitment level that he wants you to be at. And we have to realize to walk away from those things. To accept those signs for what they are and be willing to say, this is not what's meant for me. And I know for me, I was never willing to do that for a long period of time. And I suffered because of that. I ended up in relationship after relationship where, you know, I just was not being treated the way that God intended for me to be treated and for me to treat a spouse. And I think to be ready for marriage, we need to be ready to be married to Christ first. He teaches us how to be good wives and mothers. And Psalms 37:5 tells us, commit your ways to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. So when we're obedient and we're committing ourselves to being married to him first, then he will bless us in that season of life where someone is brought, you know, to us, whether that be however long of a wait it may be. We have to be patient and knowing that he's working all things for our good and that he's bringing us to that point in life. And I really like to encourage people with Ecclesiastes 3:1, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. And that time is coming, but in the meantime, we need to be focused on working on ourselves and being complete in our relationship with God so that he can reveal this person to us. Another big thing that I just really want to point out and talk about when you're in that waiting season is that the devil is going to be seeing that as an opportunity. As you are waiting, as you are growing in more impatient in the wait, the devil is going to use that opportunity. And he's going to bring people into your life just like God will bring that person into your life. And things that will feel so right, but, you know, they'll be there, that but. Honey, the but is the red flag. That's when you're supposed to run, because the devil is going to be coming at you with all of these distractions. There are definitely evil forces working as equally in love or lust as there are good forces, and you will be tempted by that person that seems so close to everything that you wanted. But I don't like the way he talks to me when he's upset at me. Or I don't like that he won't be exclusive with me or that he hides me. But he tells me everything I want to hear and he tells me all the things and he tells me I'm the only person for him. But you have to see that but and know that that is the devil trying to use temptation towards you to draw you away from where God really intends for you to be. In a walk in pursuing a relationship. And I just want us to have more respect for ourselves, to know what we deserve and what the Lord is going to bring to us. And I wanted to leave this little bit of encouragement with you in that walk. In Galatians 6:9, he tells us, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due seasons we will reap if we do not give up. So you don't have to give yourself to someone. You don't have to step into situations that you're not comfortable in and be a person that you're not comfortable in being. He says, do not grow weary in doing good and doing right, in staying pure and staying true to yourself and staying true to the path that God has you on. You will reap the benefits from being like that. And where you will be as a person when your Boaz does come into your life will be so much bitter. I just know that, you know, thank God for Michael and when he did come into my life, but I just know that I had began to really work with God on who I needed to be in preparation to be what I wanted to be, which was a wife and a mother to someone. And as he worked with me in that, you know, I was not fully healed when Michael came along, and there was still a lot of baggage that I carried around and a lot of hurt that I carried around that honestly I did to myself because I allowed myself to stay in bad relationships. I allowed myself to let someone use me constantly for years and never, you know, want to label it as anything. And I continued to give myself away to people that did not deserve to have that. And because of that, a result of that, I had a lot of baggage that I carried into our marriage and a lot of brokenness that I carried into our marriage. But that's one of the reasons I 100% that know that Michael was a person made for me, because he loved me through that. He pushed me through that. He said the things that no one had ever said. In our period of dating, that was one of the things. It was almost weird for me that he was so different than anyone else. But those, I guess we could call those the green flags. When you see that in the person, that's when you start seeing, this is the person. This is the person God intended me to be. This is the person God told me to hold out for and to wait for. Because everything he says to you is different than what you've heard before. The way he treats you is different than how you've been treated before. The way he loves you is different. The way he honors you, the way he is committed to you, and you know that that will not waver, is different. And when you start to see that in a person, that's when you know you can start making the moves and start pursuing it. You know, we talk about being like Ruth and Boaz. And one thing about Ruth, you know, she had a Naomi. First off, she had someone who was working this for her good and helping her work this. And you may have that person in your life too. So don't always turn down the people, the friends that your friends mention that might possibly be the one. Cause you know, if it wouldn't have been that situation, Michael wouldn't have been around for me. But one of the things about Ruth is that she was bold and she stepped out on faith when Naomi told her the instructions of what to do. And you know, she did, in a sense, pursue Boaz in a way, but Boaz was good to her and he was kind to her and he helped her and he did for her and he took care of her. And, you know, those are the kind of characteristics that we're looking for in our person. In this season of life, I really want to encourage you to seek out the person that God has for you. Start digging into his word. Find scriptures to stand on and what you are seeking in a person. Begin to pray about the things that you are seeking in a person. And if you're in a season where maybe you're with someone who you thought was supposed to be the person for you, but now you really are not sure, begin to pray about that as well. That is 100% where I was in the relationship prior to Michael. I had spent many years in a relationship and I had given up hopes and dreams of things that I knew were things that God had placed on my heart, but I will be the first to admit that I had just decided that was not what was supposed to happen in my life, or those were not the things that I was gonna have or I was gonna achieve. And as I really began to pray for God to teach me to love myself, he also began to reveal to me that, you know, the person you're with is not the person that I intended for you, and you're blocking that blessing, I felt like, in a way. And, you know, and that's a hard, hard place to be in, to walk away from someone, to you know, potentially hurt someone and leaving that, but just knowing that that wasn't truly God's will for either of our lives, honestly. But you know, maybe you're a place where you have been stuck in a relationship or you're in a relationship, but this is not your Boaz. This is not the person that God intended you to be with. And I want to encourage you to seek guidance from the Lord in that. And if it's time to walk away from that and to be okay with walking away from that, maybe you're super codependent and you've never stood on your own. That was another problem I faced. I never stayed single for long enough to really truly learn myself or learn to love myself in different ways versus what I was hearing from everyone else or from the person I was with, you know. Seek that. Seek strength in doing that and having the courage to stand on your own for a little while until that person is brought into your life. And just hold on to the faith that when the time is right, that person will be presented to you. And you want to be the best version of yourself that you can be at that time to be able to fully embrace that and embrace the blessings that come from that when you are connected to that person that God has intended you to be with. And I would like to close us today in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us the blessing of being women, to be mothers and to be wives one day, and to be able to be obedient to your calling in us, for us in that, Lord. I'm praying blessings over all of these women where they are already married or they're in a relationship or they're single. Maybe they've been single for a very long time. Lord, I pray that you give them the strength to stay strong and to stay consistent and persevere in growing in you and the person that you want them to be, and knowing that in your time you will bring the right person to them. Lord, help them to love themselves the way that you love them and to honor themselves in that way, to not feel that they have to give of themselves more to be accepted or that they have to be a certain way to be accepted by a man, Lord, that they will be able to know that when the time is right, you will present to someone who will show them such a level of respect and commitment and unwavering love, Lord, that they will know without a doubt that this is the person that you place into their life to do life with, Lord. And we are praying for patience during that time for those that are weary and are tired of waiting and feel like they will not find someone. Lord, we just pray that you give them peace during that time. It is in your holy and wonderful name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
So be sure to go give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram. You can find the information in the show notes. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. God bless.